You're actually getting a different flavor of the leaf as it ages.
Oh, absolutely.
And so some of these leaves, like you were talking about, like they may or may not taste what you think they taste like later on down the road. What do you think?
You know, this one was the champion of the Platinum lineup, the Platinum Nova lineup that we had for me. This was everything that I classically look for in a cigar. It had a nice body to it. The smoke was kind of heavy.
Sure.
It had a nice bit of spice to it that I enjoyed. For me, the ginger and cinnamon wasn't as much, but definitely some more kind of like peppery spices was it was really, really nice. The double binder here is something that I could maybe get behind, because of the Dominican and the Havana, you know, being covered by that Mexican San Andreas. For me, you know, Dominican wrappers and tobacco leaves tend to have a bit of like a milder kind of inflection to them. They tend to bring a smoothness, to cigars,
and that
100%, right?
Yeah.
And so, In that experience, man, like this one was one that I nubbed as well. I would have taken it all the way down. This one, you know, definitely deserves a cigar pick. If I had another one, I would have, you know.
See, I did as well. I smoked that thing to a nub. I nubbed it down even with the blowout. The blowout, once I got past the blowout, I was like, yeah, now we're cooking with bacon.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
And it's unfortunate here, and I think that that's one of the things, too, where – when you're moving through a box of cigars, right, they're not all going to have that great construction. You know, you might find some flaws here and there.
Well, that's going to happen with any handmade product.
That's exactly right.
So you got to take the good with the bad. And at this point, I was going, you know what, this could have been my humidification. This could have been from travel, from the PCA. This could have been from anything. So I wasn't trying to chalk that up to a construction.
You know what causes blowout, don't you?
What's that?
Sin.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Should we talk about that with our pastor? Yeah.
Small groups, right?
Mm-hmm. Small group.
Yeah, small groups. That's right.
And it's very definitely one thing I found about the different cigars is that the blend was so important.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be blended well.
It does.
And I think, to me, this one blended so much better than the Five Burrows.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I agree with that statement. So what do we got a rating for? So we're going to go with fives.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding Lover's Avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back from those sets of ads, and please buy whatever they're selling.
Buy now, buy now, buy now.
We just rated the Platinum Batch Turo from Platinum Nova Cigars, and we gave it a 5. So now the last cigar on our list is the 484.
I wanted to talk about the my hunting down a sound effect for this show.
Yeah, go for it.
So, I always try to find something that matches, our discussion, and so I was looking for something for the show, and I was looking for somebody saying, "Welcome to Nicaragua," a lot better than the way I just said it there in some native tongue. And so I kept on running into all these very interesting people are talking about, phrases, in Nicaragua, as well as slang, in Nicaragua, and how to cuss, in Nicaragua, as well. And so it was just it's always very interesting when you kind of fall down what I call, you know, the hole of just, you're never really quite sure what you're going to find when you start searching for something. But I think it was interesting. I felt like I had enjoyed a lot of the culture just by vicariously going down and looking, you know, for the sound effects. So I found this one clip about this guy. He went through like, you know, 10 or 12 different clips, and he was a transplant himself. So he was not native Nicaraguan. And so he kept on always talking to things like, he's not a native, but I know how to teach you how to speak native. I was like, this is a little weird, you know, but some of these are really funny. And this is the one that caught my attention.
Another phrase that's really common is no hay problema. This is like, don't worry about it. There's no problem. You'll hear that a lot, usually as a foreigner. Just because us foreigners tend to talk a lot and be really fast and stimulated and drink too much coffee and all this.
Speak and for yourself.
So Nicaraguans are usually like, chill, like, slow down, no hay problema. Like,
yeah, no es de problema.
No huevo problema.
No, not no huevo. No.
All sorts of problems.
Español.
Yeah, I'm horrible at Spanish.
No hay problema.
Yeah, I failed that in high school.
But I really enjoyed learning all the cuss words, you know, with the proper dialect. You know, I'm not going to say any of them because this is a clean family cigar show.
It's a family show. You know, that's so, right.
But it was, I don't know, if you just want to, if you're looking for something to do while you're enjoying one of these cigars, I don't know, try something similar, you know, fire up some videos or, you know, some other things you can find on the interwebs to really kind of entertain yourself. You know, watch a novello, you know, in Nicaragua. Yeah. You know, I can't believe it. You know, they have all
Chinese
this.
In there somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
Well, speaking of family, I just want to talk a little bit about Platinum Nova Cigars.
Yes.
Platinum Nova Cigars, this is from their website, is a series of creation of a lifetime of brand, represents a promise to their grandfather, decades of meticulous teaching on how to create a premium quality cigar while implementing the highest standards. Every Platinum Nova cigar carries personal family touch that makes it one of the world's finest cigar in any sense. Now, Leo is carrying this torch on. Her grandfather passed away at 91 years old.
Wow.
In 2017, but it says that his spirit remains with him, and they will continue the legacy bestowed upon them, which is awesome. And it really shows to me in their craftsmanship, like in their cigars, even though, like, I had the cigar with a blowout in it, like, the burn line never changed. Like, it was consistent through.
With the blowout.
Even with the blowout.
That's crazy.
The consistency just burned right through it. Now, their tobacco quality is what I want to talk about a little bit. So they say that only the highest vintage tobacco and most skilled hand workmen go into making of each Platinum Nova cigar, resulting in a timeless blend of art and craftsmanship. Our cigars use a long-time-aged ultra-premium tobacco from the Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, and around the world. Their tobacco is aged 10 to 15 years. Then cigars crafted from it are then sorted into their Spanish cedar vaults for over 3 years, so they may peak to perfection and create a marriage of blends that ultimately produce an excellent heavyweight cigar before being introduced to the market. The unique combination of our Nova tobacco produces flavors both smooth and bold. The cigars are balanced with an aromatic, sweet, lingering fullness, an exclusive vintage Nova tobacco. Now, aside from what we've smoked in this for this show, I have smoked a couple other cigars in their line. And, man, it really does show. Like, the craftsmanship does show in their product, and which is interesting because some people, when they say things like this, you think it's a gimmick, you know, and it's like, well, we're just going to do this, and we're going to say this, and we're going to... But, honestly, I haven't had a horrible or even a bad Nova. Which is, and I didn't even notice anything about Platinum Nova Cigars until last year's PCA when I spoke to her, Leo, at the last year's PCA. And she was like one of the first people I talked to, so it was kind of like a quick exchange. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So she gave us ones of, I think they were a Lunar Cycle blend that she had. And, man, that cigar was awesome.
Well, and, you know, I think there's a lot to be said about letting something age for 10 to 15 years.
Absolutely.
Before you start blending it and rolling it. You know, a lot of places are, you know, trying to get to market, you know, a little bit quicker, right? So you're seeing, you know, not uncommon for a tobacco to be aged like in that 5 to 7 or 8 year range, right?
Sure.
I would say that that's pretty common for most premium tobaccos,
yeah.
But to let it go for 10 to 15 years
that
on average,
long time.
And then blend and roll and then let it sit for another 3 years,
yeah,
right? You're talking about something that could possibly be 18 years old.
Before it even gets to your mouth.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Well, and we know that the flavor of the tobacco changes over time, right?
Absolutely.
So it does make sense that you want to know where it's going.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of these tobaccos are blended, you know, within first 5 years or whatever. It's a different cigar after another 5 years or so.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing is they're waiting. You know, you've got a 10-year-old tobacco, and then you blend it. You know what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
So I think it just goes to really improve the flavor.
Mike, what do you think?
Well, you know, I don't know that every cigar manufacturer would make that choice because I don't know that they have the luxury of, you know, that period of time to work with. So I think it's great if, you know, they are just simply not, you know, in a rush, you know, to move to market. But I don't know, there's something about, you know, fermentation really can take on a lot of wonderful things, and it can really go south, you know, too.
Yes, 100%. Big time.
And so, you know, I think that, you know, when you're asking for working with something that is working with, you know, a bug and time, and you're trying to do something very consistent, that's a tall order to pull that off, you know. I just... You know, if that's an industry standard, I'm not aware of anybody, you know, a lot of other people choosing 15 years. But, you know, if they make it work for them and they put a great product, you know, in the box at the end of the day, hey, more power to them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Another crazy thing about that is not exorbitantly expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you would think
time is money. Yeah,
something that takes that long to
mature. some of their lines are a little more on the pricier range.
That Platinum Batch MSRP is for $13.
Yeah, well, they've got some legacy blends and some other things that
fine.
Are 20 yeah, upper
great.
20s.
Put it in a coffin box. Charge $60.
Absolutely.
Their statement is that's right. Their statement is 10 to 15 years, right? And then they start blending. You know, so even their baseline.
Yeah.
So you could get something that has that age of tobacco to a price point that's approachable in the, you know, cigar world.
Well, up next is the Nova 484, and I'm going to be going over that one for you guys. So introducing their newest size is a 48x4, and it comes in a 4-pack.
I got a 48x4.
Yeah, I know. I heard that about you. The wrapper is a Habano 2000 Ecuador. The filler is a Olor Dominicano. And the binder is a Paluto Cubano. It says Nova 484 comes in a 4-cigar pack presentation. This cigar is medium plus, which allows both new smokers and experienced aficionados to enjoy a blend that has body and a hearty expression. The beautiful construction cigar made in the Dominican Republic that's a combination of rich Dominican tobacco finished with an exquisite Habano 2000 Ecuador wrapper.
So is this just the Toro in a half size? Because it's exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean...
Because I think that is the case here.
Whatever it is, I loved it.
I started, you know, a poquito robusto.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure,
it
like a petite robusto.
Wow, man.
I think my notes even said I love this cigar, and I don't care what Mike says about it.
I'm pretty sure that is exactly the way you responded, because I wrote, you know, it was actually over before it started. So some plums. And something kind of sweet thing, like almost vanilla frosting, you know, was in the middle of this. I thought it was a good average smoke again, but that size definitely didn't work for me. You know,
I love that size.
But I kind of like this size. It depends on what I'm doing.
This is dog walk size.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Well, totally. And a lot of times that's what I got time for. Right?
Yeah.
It's not a.
Yeah.
I can't sit down with
it's one of my one of my favorite brand names. This is dog walk.
It's cigar. A dog walk. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We did an episode about that too.
We did. Yeah.
The dog walker.
The dog walker.
Yep.
Same boat, right? There are, especially in my new family life, right? The wife and I just had a kid a couple of months ago, and so that time that I used to have to sit down and light up a Toro and spend it to have, you know, that full, you know, experience of smoking a cigar has gotten a little bit, you know, fewer and far between. And so now I actually find myself trying to find something that's in this, like, Petite Corona.
Robusto.
Petite Robusto.
Petite Lancero.
And that's where I was going.
Yeah, bro.
There's the layup.
I'll be your Pippin.
It's something that's super intriguing to me. The other thing about it is with, you know, that cigar versus if it has a larger version of itself, right? If there's a larger Vitola that they produce, it's a good, like, intro. It's a nice little snapshot of hopefully what I can look forward to if I can find it in a larger size and have the time to sit down and smoke and kind of dig into it a little bit more.
Yeah. I think what threw me off is that I thought this and the Toro were different. And, you know, they didn't have the same taste profile, I thought. So I thought that was rather interesting because you would think they're exact same thing. It's just a different size.
But the ring gauge, the girth, has a lot to play with that.
Yeah, I can see that. You know,
because you got a little bit less of that binder in there.
Girth matters.
Girth does matter.
That
girls.
Sugary thing that I was picking up on, I think, was what kind of really tossed me off. I was like, wow, okay, that was not in the Toro. So yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I would buy a box of these cigars.
I like this cigar.
I
have to say, my disclaimer is I may not have chosen the meal before well because I ate an Italian beef with lots of peppers on it.
Oh my gosh.
Which was fantastic for another day. But this cigar, it was pretty bold.
No, I thought the same. It was a really bold cigar.
So, and I did like it. I didn't like it as much as the Toro, but it was, and I think maybe the time that it takes and the flavor that, you know, progresses over the time that you're smoking may have something to do with that, right?
Hmm. We should rate this up and then talk about the product line. Sorry, everybody. I just looked at time here, so I'm going to give that.
We're going to go with a 4.
Wow. Well, all right.
Magnificent.
Nailed it. So let's talk a little bit about pairings, guys. What did you pair? We know I paired a margarita and some other stuff with it. So what did you guys pair with them?
I remember having a rye with the Toro and
a rum with the other one.
Yeah. I don't remember the rye really working very well. It felt like it was fighting it, and I just put the rye away and just finished the cigar. That was part of what I remember about that particular pairing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
The rum definitely worked.
What about you guys? Coffee, water?
It was a root beer for me.
Yeah?
100%. There's a deli down the street from where I work that carries Sprecher.
Sprecher.
And hands down, favorite root beer.
It's good. Did you have the cream soda?
I've had them all.
Bro.
That black cherry cola, insane.
That cream soda.
Super tasty.
Man.
If
you want onset diabetes, yeah, you know, pretty quick, you drink them every day.
I think that even with, you know, those sodas obviously being on the sweeter side, they are sweetened with honey, which lends to the cigar smoking a bit more. Just because it's not that, like, cloyingly, like, high fructose corn syrup, cane sugar, that's a little bit lighter.
Yeah. So what was your guys' favorite of the lineup?
Platinum Batch.
Yeah.
Same.
484 for me.
I really enjoyed the Churchill. That's very rare for me to say that.
That is very rare for you to say that.
You know, the thing I loved about this lineup, it was not more of the same. How many things have we had that is in Nicaragua Lane, and it just feels like, wow, I've had this stick like 15 other times.
Yeah.
And that was not the case with these products.
No, I get that for sure. Well, I definitely love everything that Nova's putting out there right now, which is awesome, and keep it up, Leo. We're definitely paying attention to what you're doing.
Bravo.
Yeah, thank you so much for getting us the product for this show as well. We definitely appreciate it. But I want to thank our guest and our co-host for coming on today. So, good old boy Rich.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Good old boy Benjamin.
How's about you?
How's about you? Good old boy Mike.
Mucho grande. Thank you very much for being here. Hey, come back, check another great episode of Sip Says and Smokes Out. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
And this is me signing off, good old boy Barger, telling you to keep on smoking no matter what it is. And don't forget to go hit like, subscribe, follow, whatever you want to do online. And follow us and check out our episodes anywhere you can get episodes at.
Tell us about your favorite phrase in Nicaragua.
That's right. Tell us. We want to hear it. We do want to hear it.
No cuss words.
Yeah, yeah, no problemo.
Mike at sipsandsmokes.com.
No es de problemo.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
Production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your hosts, the good old boys, will see you all next time.